This picture here is for my friend and coworker Gina, who suggested it to me as she was, I think, returning from going on a short walk. It was a nice day in the fall here on OSU campus, and she comes up to the office and she says, "Simon, you've got to go check out these Mexican verbena flowers." And my response, as usually is when anyone tells me about flowers, is, "What is a Mexican verbena flower?" And as many photos as I take of flowers and plants and things of that nature, I know almost nothing about them. So it was kind of cool to go out and take a picture of these flowers. And the reason I titled this picture "Worlds Apart" is because her point was that these flowers are so tiny that you look at this flower in the aggregate, you see this flower on the side of a road or sidewalk, and you think, "Oh, it's a nice real purple flower." But you get up close and you realize that there's tons of small flowers that make up what looks like a large flower. And it's something that I have never really noticed, and I've seen these flowers on campus for years, and it was fun to go and get kind of a closer look at these flowers. So this is such a close look, in fact, that I shot this with my +10 filter, which I rarely use because the depth of field is so it's so shallow. And if you use it on anything bigger than, I don't know, like a pencil eraser, it just gets too close. You can't see what you're looking at because it's magnified so much. But it was great for these flowers. It was tricky to shoot this with a little bit of wind because even the slightest movement when you're looking at something so close can knock everything out of whack. So it was tricky, but it was also a lot of fun to go and shoot this. And you might also notice something weird about it, which is the colors. It has this muted, sort of a desaturated look to it, almost like it's been run through an Instagram filter, which is not the case. I think it's the way that the light is manipulated when using such a close focusing filter. I think the weird green tint to the photo is an artifact of bending the light so much with that +10 filter because it's not an actual macro lens. If this were taken with a macro lens, you wouldn't have any of that. But that's my guess, is that it's a result of that filter. And I guess you could probably clean it up in Lightroom or Photoshop, but you know, I don't want to spend all that time on a photo like this. As much as I do like the photo, and I'm glad that Gina told me about it, I don't want to spend an hour on a picture, but I'm glad I was able to take it and see something familiar in a whole new light just by looking a little closer.